Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast. Enjoying Gosa TV on this beautiful Friday, May 24th, 2024. It's been like 2 months, I think, since I've been here in this channel, and was realizing as I listened to my friend Cliff Ravenscraft that I don't really know why I've been off. I've been, I guess, just healing is really what I can say. Healing from first this abdominal pain I've had. I finally got some medication that's been helping me just the last couple of weeks. And also, I don't know, just a lot of maybe grief and loss of the last 2 years that I think I've mentioned here a lot. And maybe just time and space. It's been about a year of some heavy grieving and change and a lot of tension and a lot of loss. Yeah, the last one was just in February, just a few months ago. Or was that actually in April? I don't remember now. Maybe it was February, of our beautiful Daisy, our dog. I'm seeing pictures of her right now on the screen, here on my screensaver. And so that last and latest loss was pretty significant, as you can imagine. And so I guess I'm finally recovering from all of those things. My mom has been here also the last few months, so that's always been great. Our son, who's away at college, he's coming home for the summer. That makes me happy. My wife also will be home for the summer. So I'm a homebody. I'm a family guy. And so I really enjoy when my family is around me. And so, yeah, I think all those reasons, all those things together have combined to give me a little boost here in my life. I've also been eating less as a result of a lot of my abdominal pain. I've also been working out a little bit more, going for walks with my beautiful wife. And so I guess all those things have been helping. And so I wanted to give you three mistakes that I've made the last maybe 2 years in my personal life that I think I would do differently next time so that I could maybe get through this grieving time perhaps a little bit better. Number one is to go to the doctor. I finally went to the doctor 2 weeks ago because I had an ear infection or some ear deal. I don't even know what it was. And that kind of got me started on some of these other things that I had to deal with. And I'm still working through some of them, but it gave me some medication that I needed. It did fix my ear. It kind of gave me a little boost, I guess, in energy and just a feeling better. And so that's always important. But I wish I had done it earlier. I think I went on maybe, I don't know, 6 months, maybe a year too long. And there's still, like I said, some more stuff that I have to take care of just to be healthy and be a strong man here at this season of life. But I think that and exercise would be number one. It's just I wish I had move my body sooner and to not give in to so much of the lows, etc. I think number two maybe would have been to have more relationships established. I tend to be a one-man show or kind of a workaholic. I like to do things. I'm not really very social, and that is fine when you have a family that is small and your wife and you're going out on dates with your beautiful wife. And not that I still don't, but you have definitely a lot more energy when you're younger, a lot more built-in social things at home when the kids are small. Now those things are gone. And so being that I am not the most social person, it really hurts me to not have a lot of relationships or activities, except the ones that I already have, music production, podcasting, etc. So I wish that, not that I would be more social, because I don't know if I can really change the way I am, but at least perhaps follow through on some of the people that did reach out and maybe take them up on things and activities, etc. I would say probably the last part would be to pray and to be more a man of the Word of God. As a pastor and as a man who's been in ministry and a follower of Jesus for many years, I think it's easy to go through the motions, to have a faith that isn't very relevant, that is something that I love, but I'm not practicing prayer and meditation and reading God's word and worship. besides just doing it at church or helping somebody else. And I think that that's been very painful and something that I'm still trying to get back into, because now I'm not preaching every week or teaching a Bible study, and so it is more just for personal growth, and I'm not doing it. And so I'm now trying to figure out how to make that happen, how to join a Bible study or maybe even teach one so that I can be in God's Word more consistently, etc., etc. I would say the three things that have been successes. One has been therapy. In these last 12 months, 24 months, I've been in therapy pretty consistently, which has been very helpful. It's not something that heals you, but it's definitely a perspective, gives me perspective. And my dear therapist, who's a lover of Jesus, I've been with him for many years, and he knows me like my wife, like no one, like only my mom and my wife do. And so that's been very helpful and something I enjoy doing to this day. I would say another thing that I did well was to find a job. I did all kinds of stuff since my last church where I was a senior pastor. And as I recovered from that experience, I began to do this and that and the other, trusting God, working hard to find a source of income that was consistent. And by the grace of God, he provided something just a few months ago. And so I've been very blessed to be in a place where I can minister and I can grow and I can serve other people while, of course, providing for my family and to be a breadwinner and to be able to help and to provide for my family. I would say number three is to be a faithful husband, committed husband, and a committed father to our three kids, even though they are grown and my wife and I are sort of empty nesters, not completely. I have been always focused on my home and my beautiful wife, our marriage, praying together, always being one, always coming home, being committed to her, eating together every day, doing things together, going to church together, going grocery shopping together, doing all the things around the house, cleaning the garage or dishes or taking out the trash or fixing the cars together, doing what I need to do to have a beautiful relationship with my wife, as well as with our kids, supporting them in their career moves and jobs and relationship questions and faith and church and all that goes with raising three young adults, or not raising them, but supporting them and being their coach, their counselor. And so that's been something I'm very proud of, loving my mom as well, my family in Nicaragua, and to grieve with my beautiful wife, the loss of her father last February. And as I mentioned, with our dog as well, going through that difficulty and taking her to the vet and going through all those things that are so difficult, but that is a privilege to be a part of. So all those things have given me, I would say, both lessons learned, lessons to learn, and also some things to be proud of. What am I focused on in this next season, this summer, let's say, and fall? I would say is discipleship and going back to who I am, my heart of discipleship, of building people up, building young people, young and old, into their faith, into their gifts, and to help people grow in their relationship with Jesus. I am committed to that, and it's always going to be who I am. It's the passion that God's given me to worship and to make disciples, to go out into the nations and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to see lives be changed and people get saved by the gospel. And I long to do that through ministry, through music, through podcasting, through mentoring and coaching young people, kids, children. I don't work with kids per se, but I do work with middle schoolers and high schoolers and college students, as well as with adults and in worship, of course. And so, and I also have my producing relationships with some Christian rappers and some kids at my job, at my school, my work, that are also taking some of my rap classes. And so I'm excited for that. And I'm also leading a youth band with our chapel at our school/church. That really has been a joy to see these 6th, 7th, and 8th graders learn about worship and worship alongside of me. And then in the chapels, we have 200 kids K K through eight, and that's been a joy to see these first graders and third graders worship Jesus and learn what that's all about. So all those things are the focus of my heart as I go through as I come out of this season of grief and a lot of healing, both emotionally and physically. I'm thankful for what God is doing in my life, and hoping to share that and to be there for you, to help you in any way that you need, as a whether you're into production or you need discipleship or coaching, you need guidance, I am here for you, and to create content, mostly music and some spiritual direction type stuff in these podcasts, but definitely in person. If you are here in the area, the LA area, I am here for you and would love to coach you on Zoom, in person, etc., in the areas that I am familiar with. So that's it for now. I am hoping to be here more consistently, hopefully every week this summer. And I will see you next time. Adios.